Is it safe to purchase real estate investments out of state? Should you be worried about what could go wrong? What should you consider before purchasing a property that's so far away from where you live? These are really common questions as it comes to real estate investing. So let's talk about the truth. Many investors are initially hesitant about purchasing a property outside of their home state, but as long as you've got a few things covered, your business can run seamlessly. After all, every property I own is not in my own backyard, and many of those properties I never lay eyes on because I've got a great team that takes care of everything. But you might just be starting out and you might be nervous about this process. I find that whether or not an investor wants to purchase out of state is a personal preference. Now, it can depend on a few things, right? Like whether or not you live in a good rental market. You know, do you happen to live in one of the best rental markets in the country? If you happen to live in one of those spots, then of course you might want to buy a property in your own backyard, but chances are you probably do not live in one of the best rental markets in the country. And your philosophy on property management might also be a factor in all of this. Maybe you personally want to manage properties yourself and take on that additional workload. It is another full-time job to manage properties. Now, I do know some investors who have had luck purchasing properties close to home and managing these properties on their own. But most investors that I know want a passive experience. After all, when you do that, when you go out and find properties in your own backyard, deal with all of the renovations yourself, hiring contractors yourself, managing all of the permitting process and everything else that you have to go through, not to mention then once that's completed, then placing a tenant in the property, doing background checks, criminal background checks, everything else that you have to do to become a property manager, you can see how pretty quickly this becomes another job for yourself, right? That's certainly not something that I want as an investor. I do not want to be creating another job for myself. So if you want to start building a passive income, you're going to have to go where you'll earn the highest returns, the best rental markets in the country. Now, unless you just happen to live in one of those rental markets in the US, you'll probably have to leave your comfort zone. Just get over it already. I'm serious. Let's just get over it, because you're going to have to start looking for properties in different markets across state lines. Now, if this sounds like you, there are three main things that I want you to do to ensure a safe investing experience. Number one, addressing your fears. Number two, market research. And number three, we're going to vet your property management team. So let's dig a little deeper into these three items. Number one, address your fears. Write them down. Think about what you're really afraid of. Why? Oh my God, I'm nervous about investing out of state. Why? What am I scared of? Write it down. Write down all of those what ifs, and then try to come up with a solution for each one. I think if you do this exercise with the right mindset, you'll find that there's a solution for everything. And if you can't work past it, then maybe investing isn't for you. And that's okay too, right? Not everyone has to be a wealthy real estate investor. If that's not for you, that's totally okay. But you need to be honest with yourself. Write down all of those items. Like, what am I scared of here? Am I scared that, a tenant isn't going to pay rent on the property? If you start to break these things down, you'll see, wait a second, how would that be any different than if the house was in my own backyard? There wouldn't be any difference, right? The tenant might not be able to pay if the house was a block away from me. It wouldn't matter, location or not. Well, I can't see the house. Okay, I can't see the house. So how do I know I've got a good investment? Great question, right? So how do you solve for that on your piece of paper? Well, if I'm getting bank financing on this property, that means the bank is going to do their own appraisal on the property, right? The bank is going to do their own set of inspections and their own eyeballs on this property before they're going to lend you money. After all, it's their money that's investing in it, not yours. So that's one way to alleviate some of that concern, right? If a bank is signing off on this and the bank is putting up their money and you're just coming to have to put down the down payment, then that is also an extra layer of protection and satisfaction for you, right? Well, I've never seen the property. I don't know the neighborhoods. Okay, how can we solve for that? Maybe you fly in and you meet with a team. You meet the property management team. You spend a few days driving around the neighborhoods and start to familiarize yourself with them, right? That's one way to alleviate that. Again, this is how wealthy investors build massive portfolios of properties. If they can do it, I'm sure you can do it as well. But again, if you're not comfortable with this, then again, maybe real estate investing isn't for you, and that's totally fine, but you just need to be honest with yourself. Number two is market research. One of the most important things that you can do to ensure a sustainable investment is to purchase in the right real estate markets. Now, I have entire videos here on the channel about the 10-step process that we use at our company to nail down a rental market. And I'll make sure I have it linked for you right here. You can click on the little card right here if you want to see what we look for. But here are a few key points to think about. Landlord friendliness. We only invest in landlord-friendly states. So again, if your state, your neighborhood is not landlord-friendly, like if you know, live in a blue state, you live in California or New Jersey or New York or any of those states, those are not landlord-friendly states. Crime rates, look at your crime rates in your area. You know, those are all incredibly important statistics. Vacancy rates, you know, how long is a property expected to be vacant when a tenant leaves that property? We want that to be very minimal. So as soon as that tenant leaves, we get our team in there to do a, you know, paint touch-up, clean carpet, new updates, little touch-ups here and there, and boom, we've got a new tenant in that property. If your vacancy rates are long, then there's a problem, and I would not be investing in that particular market. Also, we want to make sure we have a diversity of jobs, right? That there's not just one big employer in that town. What happens if that one employer leaves? Then so do the jobs. We want to have universities and healthcare systems, and that's where we invest, with multiple jobs in multiple industries. And number three on my list, screen your property management teams. Your property management team is really going to dictate your entire experience and your success. This is key to successful investing. Don't be afraid to vet multiple property management companies, and don't be afraid to ask the hard questions. Again, I have a full video on 5 questions to ask a property management team. Make sure you check that one out before you hire a property management team. Now, if you've covered these 3 bases, then you're more likely to have a passive, profitable, and headache-free experience. The truth about out-of-state investing is that it's often more doable than people think it is. It just requires a little bit of forethought and a little bit of research. With that being said, it's important to note that there's not just one path to building wealth in real estate. So I want you to check out the next video that we have right here on how to create your personalized path to financial freedom. Check out that video, and we'll see you next time.